Hello.
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 This is Peter from the Gnome Book Writing. I'm looking for Gary Duncan.
This is he.
Mr. Gary, actually, a few months ago, you signed up with the Gnome Book Writing regarding the publishing of the book. You remember?
I signed up for what?
With the Gnome Book Writing regarding the publishing of the book.
The book's already published.
Okay. Now, what about the marketing?
I'm working on that.
Okay. Actually,
I'm trying to find platforms that I want.
absolutely.
I'm
That's
not
why
looking at
you're.
pa I'm not looking at packages. I'm looking at specific things.
No, that's what
And
I'm trying
most
to tell you.
now I don't know anything about your company.
No, you can check with
Where
us with the Gnome. Gnome with a
is it
G.
located?
We are in
Oh,
the New York.
okay. It's Gnome,
The reason. No,
okay,
Gnome
like the
with
little
a
creature.
G. Yeah, with a G.
Right.
And Mr. Gary, the reason why I'm reaching you out is that actually we are just running the flat 50% discount all of our services, including the publishing, marketing, ghost writing, and all these services which we provide. So for that, I just want to know, just let me know, what was your book about?
Well, first of all, I don't remember contacting you, but I guess I did because I've contacted so many people. The book is published. It is a memoir. It's about my journey from abuse, sexual abuse, and all that, and into a spiritual life
Oh,
where I
fantastic.
worked with people. The first part of my life, like I said, was I had a lot of abuse in it, sexual abuse a lot. But at the same time, I had a scientific bent. I did a lot of work in science, and I also had a spiritual experience when I was 7 years old, that changed my life completely. And it wasn't until I was in my early 20s that I began to deal with my sexual abuse that I grew up with, being bullied and all that stuff. I dealt with my sexuality. I'm a gay man. I've been in my relationship for 40 years. But I had some major struggles in my 20s, and then I shifted careers out of science and became a psychotherapist. And then in the 80s, I began to help people that had AIDS go through the dying process, and all of that is chronicled in Death, Transcendence, and Beyond. It's how I connected with the afterlife and
So
helping people go through the.
that's all the book, your whole life.
Pardon?
And the book,
What did you say?
from the beginning to the end.
Yeah. So Death, Transcendence, and Beyond is it's in three parts. The first part is my early life. And how I began to deal with living in an abusive world. And the second part is how I moved into the whole spiritual world by helping people go through the dying process. I also worked in my brother's funeral business for quite a number of years. So I was already keyed up from that point of looking at death and wondering about the afterlife. So I'm writing a third book right now, and it's about all of my mystical experiences.
Okay, so
throughout my
is it
life.
the part, is it the part of the book which you publish? Like, is it the third part of the book?
Right. Some of
Oh.
the experiences in death, transcendence, and beyond,
Mm-hmm.
I reconfigure them in my current book and add a lot more. I've because there's two events in my life that really changed me. The
Yeah.
first was the experience I had when I was 7 years old in the mountains with my dog. And the
Okay.
next one is I didn't believe love existed until I was in my early 20s, and I had profound experiences there. And in my early 20s, I was also part of a séance, and that had a major effect on me. And I go into detail on those in the current book, but mainly the death, transcendence, beyond is how I dealt with the abusive world, how I ended up on a spiritual journey,
Okay.
and I became a priest as a matter
Okay.
throughout that whole experience, and
Perfect.
that's what the book's about. And I
Well,
also
that's very.
in the third part of the book. When I was helping people die, I came up with some imageries, and that is in the third part of the book. So if people want to try some of this stuff, in the third part, I tell you how to do it.
And how does the book works? Like how the book is going? You just published the two books. How the book is going? What about the sales?
Well, the
Is
first
it good?
one was a clinical study that I had published in 2006, I guess,
Okay.
and there was me and two other authors on that one because I was a psychotherapist back in those days, and
Okay.
I had a client
You.
that it's called Twin Souls Merging, and the second book, which I just had published. Last spring, and we're at the process of getting it on Amazon's what is
Okay.
it? Well, Amazon has it for but the Kindle edition, we're working on that.
I got
And
you.
is that going on? Is that going on? I'm writing a third book, and
Okay.
I'm working on an article on death.
Okay.
So
Okay, so Mr.
that's
Gary,
where I
I
am.
was asking like how, what about the sales? Like the book sales good, like in number?
Well, that I don't know yet on the new one.
Okay.
But the
What
old
about
one,
the investment?
the first one, it's a slow mover,
Okay.
because it is really it's a When I was working with this client, I took my clinical notes and converted it into a narrative, and I took the client's diary and converted it into a narrative. So I've gotten calls from around the world about Twin Souls Merging. That's the first book. Because people claim they have twin souls. So this is a research on one particular individual that begin to change. She has a twin soul that's dead, and she began to go through a physical change, a metamorphosis, that she began to look like this person. So
And
at one time I was accepting calls about twin souls, but I don't anymore because I got so many calls from people that were psychotic, had really mental problems. So I got tired of it. I got tired of screening all that stuff.
okay, so what we have to do actually, we have to market, if you have to market the books, we just need to market the two books which you already published as well. Because if the
Well, now
new reader
first
wants to
book,
read, yeah, I'm asking
rather
if,
the first book, we had published through a mainstream publisher.
okay.
So the rights there are belong to the publisher.
Publisher. Oh, I got you.
Okay, and this one
Understood.
is through Dorrance Publishing, which I own the rights to that.
You are the self-publisher, and you are
Right,
happy.
right, right,
Okay.
right. Because the first publisher, I felt he didn't market it the way he promised he would market it.
Okay.
And so that gave me a bad taste in my mouth for traditional publishers. And so last, I think it was May or June, the book was published, and the Death Transcendence of Beyond. And then everything's been sent to Amazon to put it on Kindle, and that's where I am now.
Okay, so Mr. Gay, first I will let you know, like, if you need to market the book the which you are like writing right now, like first the third part which you are writing, how much is completed, like it's completing in 3/4, 2/4, the book which you are writing right now.
Oh, let me tell you how I write.
Okay.
I started working on the first chapter of the new book 6 months ago. And I'm still working on the first chapter. And the reason is I want to get exactly what was going on in my life at that time. And as I write it, new memories pop up that I had forgotten. I'm 75 years old. So I have a long history of mystical experiences, and that's what the current book is about. And I go through them in detail. And the subtleties that took me to some of these experiences.
Okay.
But it's also dealing with shared death experiences. I don't know if you know what those are.
Yeah.
And continuing bonds.
Okay.
Continuing bond is when someone dies and
That's
you
all.
continue a relationship with them.
Oh, sounds interesting. Okay. So I was just asking about Mr. Like how many quarters you completed? Like you done the 2/4, 3/4, or the third book?
The third book, the one I'm writing now,
Yeah.
I'm working on the first chapter.
Okay. So actually,
And then
like
I've
I
been working on it for several months because I rewrite it and rewrite it and rewrite it.
Okay,
I want to get
so
it because there are certain things that I want to lay out. And that is there's constant communication between the physical world and the spiritual world. And that's what the current book's about. It's about all my little experiences. And one of the experiences I'll just share with you.
Okay. So, Mr. Gary, okay, the reader, like if you have any one of the new reader wants to read the book, they need to read the two books which you already published, like it's a part by part book. So
Not
do you have to?
really. The first book is a clinical study. Because I was a psychotherapist back in those days. And the last two books, I do reference in the current book I'm writing, I do reference to Death, Transcendence, and Beyond. So they could read that book and get an idea
We'll get an
of,
understanding.
because I in that book I go through my own past life experiences. I talk about those. I tried to figure out what karma is and what reincarnation. I go through all of that stuff, near-death experiences. So that would, but you can read them independently. And let me give you an example of something
Okay.
if that is in this current
Okay,
book.
Mr. Gary. So you
That
have
I would be
to,
writing.
okay. So you have to market the two books which you already published right now, right? Actually, we are just told you before. So you need to publish, market all the books which you've already published, the two books. So that will make your book more sellable or more readable, okay?
Okay.
So for
And how
that,
much does
just
something like that cost?
yeah, the cost will be around. I will let you know. Just hold on for a second. Okay, actually we do marketing and all kind of things. Like in the marketing, what we're gonna do, we will first research about the right target audience of the book, and the demographics are roughly on an Excel sheet will be shared with you in the first week based on the report, and we will create a marketing campaign that suit the best for your book, which will include the platforms, it will Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google, paid
Yeah,
marketing,
those are the
will,
ones I'm looking into now.
yeah, paid marketing will get your results instantly, but in the longer term, like paid marketing
Now,
will give you a huge dent on your pocket, yeah.
give me a figure. I have others that have given me figures. Give me a figure.
Okay, the figure will be around for the two books. It's around $29.99, 3,000.
$3,000.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. There's another company that is competing with you, or several companies, but the one that I talk to mostly, is Broadway Ghostwriters. I've talked to them. There's another company that I no longer can, I no longer want to work with, because they put other companies down. I don't like a company that puts another company down. This is what I want you to do. I vaguely remember Gnome. So if you could send me, do you have my email? Okay, I'd like for you to send me a breakdown of this stuff so I can compare it with some of the others
Okay.
that I have.
Just hold
But
on for a second.
okay.
Just hold on for a second. I'm just.
Because what I also do is when I look at these companies, I do a background check. There's an international registry that takes a look at fraud companies. So I'm always looking out, is a company a fraud? How have they
Now,
helped
what?
other,
Okay, Mr.
how
Gary,
have
what
they
can I do?
helped people?
I'm just
Yes.
connecting a call from one of my representatives, okay? He will let you know about that further, okay? Just hold on for a second. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Gary, how are
To
you?
whom? Okay. So, who am I speaking with?
This is fine. I am the senior author strategist. This is basically my responsibility to design the entire strategies for a book's launch, how the book is marketed, when the book goes out, what date would be the best for the book, et cetera, et cetera. So,
What I asked the other person, I wanted him to send me some of the stuff that you market,
Okay.
cost and
We
all that
can
stuff,
do.
so I can compare it with some of the others I'm looking at.
We can definitely do that. But Gary, here are a couple of questions for you. Since I don't have the background story, what you have had discussed with the previous guy, the book that you're planning, is it a book that is coming out or the book is already out there?
The book is already out there. It's a
Can you,
memoir.
it's a memoir. Can you please share the name with me?
Death, Transcendence, and Beyond by Gary
Okay.
Duncan.
Perfect. I see it here. Gary, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a customized marketing plan for your book in particular. You can give it a look, and then, you know, I would want to have a detailed conversation about the marketing process and what we can actually deliver in terms of results. So let me go ahead and send you the marketing overview for now, once you have reviewed that.
Because I put all this in a special file, on a special internet file. So you're
That,
going,
that'll be fine.
so I can take a look at, everyone is selling about the same thing.
Absolutely,
And
but the
each
fact
one
is,
has each one has a different price. that's what I'm looking at.
I understand, but the fact is, our marketing packages actually come with guaranteed results. For example, the starting package that we have is for $3,000, and that guarantees selling 2,000 copies over the period of next 6 months. I think this is certainly a guarantee which is not offered in the market. That too inviting. We do provide that. Plus, the reason I was reluctant to share the packages first was because I would want to discuss this strategy with you because I don't think everything will be required for the book. The book is already published, so I think there is a lot of work already done. I would want a social media campaign for it. I would want some articles, blogs, and press releases done for the book. But I would want you to give it a more thorough approach. I mean, it's a decision where you can just pay a company and they will take care of everything. But I would want you to be a part of this and make this a collaboration because, you know, I would want to have a transparent process in front of you, and then we can take things from there.
Okay. So do you have my email address?
The email that I have here with me is soulpacks1@amazon.com.
You got it. That's it.
Okay, perfect. I'm shooting you an email. It shall come from ryan.chase@penguinbookwriters.com. Once you have reviewed, we can take it from there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.